Hello, this is Dr. David Friedman, host of To Your Good Health Radio. Today, I'm answering listeners' questions. Since the last Ask the Doctor segment, I've received over 50 questions from listeners. Thank you for that. And while I can't answer all of them on the air, I will try to get through as many as I can today. And we're going to cover today some great topics. Are all apples created equal, or are some varieties healthier than others? The health risks of vitamin supplements. I'm going to share tips on how to shop for the right brand. What type of bread should you eat if you want to lose weight? A natural remedy to combat stress, and what to do if you have a food intolerance? I'll answer these questions and much more on today's episode of Ask the Doctor. Don't go anywhere. It all starts now.
It's To Your Good Health Radio with number one best-selling author and renowned wellness expert, Dr. David Friedman, changing lives just for the health of it.
Hello, everybody. You know, I started doing syndicated radio back in the early 90s, and this was way before we had this popular thing out there called the internet, which we've all heard of now. In fact, if you go to my website, drdavidfriedman.com, you can see a photo of me on the air using a reel-to-reel. Yes, we're talking back in the dinosaur days of recording. There was no such thing back then as free podcasts like we have today. And, you know, if you wanted a cassette tape recording, yes, a cassette tape, that's what you had to, that's what you would have gotten from a particular show. That station would charge you $25 plus $9.95 shipping. So even though the technology's drastically changed over my radio career, there's one thing that has remained the same. My passion for sharing information that can make a profound and positive change in people's lives. There's no greater reward than the wonderful testimonials I've received over the last two decades from listeners that have had their health challenges improve after learning something they heard on the show. Your questions, suggestions, praises, and criticisms are always appreciated. If you have any health-related questions or comments, you can always reach out to me at Ask the Doctor at toyourgoodhealthradio.com. And if I use your question on the air, I'm going to send you a signed copy of my number one best-selling book, Food Sanity, How to Eat in a World of Fads and Fiction. I'll also include my fully revised best-selling audio, America's Unbalanced Diet. Okay, let's get to your questions. First one comes from Lillian Eckelkamp from Valdosta, Georgia. Dear Dr. Friedman, I'm a longtime listener and big fan of the show. The consensus of most health experts is an apple is the healthiest fruit. Are all apples the same, or is there some that are healthier than others? And what about the sugar content in apples? Is this a concern? Great question, Lillian. You know, everyone's heard that saying, it's popular, it's an apple a day keeps the doctor away. Well, it's actually a true statement. Apples, they're high in fiber, low in calories, and they're chock full of phytonutrients, including heart-protective quercetin. And research shows eating apples can lower your LDL cholesterol by 40%. They contain pectin, which helps support healthy digestion. And there was some research published by the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition shows that people who eat five or more apples per week are less likely to develop diabetes than those who don't eat apples. But keep in mind, drinking apple juice isn't the same thing. This can spike your blood sugar because all the fiber's filtered out. See, it's the fiber in the apple that buffers out the fruit's natural sugar. So yes, don't worry about apples if you're worried about your blood sugar. It's great for you. And you know, there's so many different varieties and there's different colors to choose from. You asked about, are all apples created equal? Actually, red apples are the most nutritious. The red color comes from anthocyanins, which is heart disease fighting polyphenols. And the saying is, the redder the better, which is why my number one pick for the healthiest apple is Red Delicious, followed by Northern Spy, and in third place, Ida Red. Now, the least nutritious variety of apples include Golden Delicious, Stay Away, Elf Star, Empire, and Ginger Gold. The redder the better. Okay, our next question comes from Gary Cohen from Maryland. Dear Dr. Friedman, you share a lot on healthy eating. I'm on the road a lot and not able to eat healthy every day. What's your opinion on vitamin supplements to fill this empty void? Great question, Gary. You know, people choose dietary supplements for different reasons. And like you, some take them to supplement an unhealthy diet. And others out there, they take them simply to boycott giving their money to Big Pharma. Well, this may come as a surprise, but the pharmaceutical industry owns all of the major vitamin companies on the market. Bayer Healthcare makes one a day in Flintstone chewables. Theragran M is manufactured by Bristol-Myers Squibb. And Centrum, the giant in the vitamin industry, that's owned by the largest pharmaceutical company, Pfizer. And just like the drugs they make, there is nothing natural in these vitamin supplements. Now, in my book, Food Sanity, I share how some vitamins are created with toxic chemicals that are also used to make drugs. And this includes methanol, benzene, petroleum esters, also used to make antibiotics, and 2N acetic acid, which is used as an antifungal medication. See, you see that term natural, all of these vitamins, but it's so overused because it's not defined by the government. And this gives companies free rein to create inferior and sometimes unhealthy supplements that can even cause disease. That's right, your vitamins could actually be making you sick. The British Medical Journal published a comprehensive study that showed calcium supplements increase the risk of heart attacks by 30%. The Journal of Cancer Epidemiology, Biomarkers, and Prevention found that men taking calcium supplements are more likely to die of prostate cancer. Then there's vitamin E. Research by Johns Hopkins University shows vitamin E supplementation increases a risk of people dying from all causes. Yes, dying. Jeez. And, you know, let's look at the number one selling supplement in the world, is vitamin C. It's the most popular. It's known as ascorbic acid. Well, research from Mount Sinai School of Medicine revealed that taking only 500 milligrams per day of vitamin C could cause genetic damage to your genes and offspring. Now, I want to reiterate that vitamin C from nature is absolutely vital for good health. What they're referring to is ascorbic acid, which is man-made. It's a man-made version of this vitamin C. It's created by chemists in a laboratory. Now, why would taking ascorbic acid destroy your DNA? Well, let's look at the chemicals used to make it. Acetone. Yes, ladies, that's the same chemical used to make nail polish remover. You don't want that in your vitamins. It's in ascorbic acid. Nickel, caustic bleach, toluene, which is used to make paint thinners. And then they add perchloric acid, a chemical that's used to make rocket fuels and explosives. Folks, these are the toxic chemicals used to make synthetic vitamin C in a laboratory by scientists. Now, I want to stress, the research did not find naturally derived vitamin C causes harm. So don't write me letters saying, what do you mean vitamin C is bad? It's just the ascorbic acid, the synthetic man-made version of vitamin C. So my belief is this, we weren't created in a lab and our vitamin supplements shouldn't be either. I'm not anti-nutritional supplements, folks. In fact, I'm the CEO and product formulator of Choose for Health, a whole food natural nutritional supplement containing vitamins A through Z. My formula contains 16 ingredients, including sea vegetables, superfruits, and naturally occurring antioxidants. You see, a whole food natural nutritional product is the best way to ensure absorption and assimilation, and it's not dangerous for you to take. So to make sure you're getting whole food sources, look on your vitamin supplement on the back. Look for words in parentheses in the ingredient list, such as leaf, fruit, extract, plant, stem, root, seed. When you see that, that tells you the source are naturally derived. That's what you want to find. Also, in nature, it's about balance, not about megadoses. So don't panic if you don't see a bunch of milligrams listed. Keep in mind that many fruits and vegetables contain trace and macro minerals in parts per million. So it's not important to see 1,000 milligrams or 5,000 on the label. It's about finding the proper natural balance that man-made nutrients simply don't offer. With nature, a little goes a long way. And please keep in mind, what you see on the label isn't always what you get in the bottle. Manufacturers are not held accountable for delivering what the label promises. So when choosing any dietary supplement, look for a product that's certified GMP. That stands for a good manufacturing practice. It's passed some very stringent tests, and what that means, it's been pretty much verified. They come in and they audit it, so look for GMP, and then you're good to go. You know that what's in the product is what it says on the label. All right, our next question comes from Dolores Trefino from Florence, South Carolina. Dr. Friedman, I love bread, but every diet says to avoid it. Is there any I can eat without worrying about gaining weight? Oh, this is a great topic, and thanks for this question, Dolores. You know, bread that's made from white processed flour should be avoided. Yes, stay away from that. White flour is one of those empty calorie ingredients that can cause inflammation, increased appetite, and weight gain. However, all bread is not bad for you. Healthy whole grains have gotten this bad rap lately thanks to the paleo diet. I really dive deep into this topic in my book, Food Sanity, but here's the quick gist. The paleo diet advocates say to stay clear of all bread because our ancestors didn't eat it. Well, last month, archaeologists uncovered evidence of bread making dating back over 14,000 years ago. This discovery shows that ancient hunter-gatherers were making and eating bread 4,000 years before the Neolithic era and the introduction of agriculture. This new finding really debunks the anti-grain paleo way of thinking. Also, forensic evidence has proven our caveman ancestors ate grains 3.5 million years ago. In fact, research from the University of Utah shows our caveman ancestors' diet was 40% grain-containing gluten. In reality, we've been digesting gluten-containing grains for millions of years. Now, if you have celiac disease, this means you have an autoimmune reaction when you eat gluten. Stay away. That's about 2.6 million people in the U.S. Then there's the gluten sensitivity group, which is estimated to be around 6 million. And for the rest of you, which is 90% of you listening, boycotting grains is not necessary. And doing so is a detriment to your good health. So much research proves whole grains have so many health benefits, including reducing your risk of stroke, type 2 diabetes, heart disease, aids in healthy weight control, promotes the good bacteria in the gut, and it contains cancer-inhibiting properties. So there's a lot of good stuff in grain, a lot of good stuff in the right kind of bread. So if you're concerned about your weight, though, the bread of choice that you want to pick is rye. The Nutritional Journal published a study that showed eating a breakfast that includes rye bread can help you decrease your hunger for up to 8 hours. Another study published in PLOS ONE Medical Journal found that whole grain rye toast also lowers blood sugar surges. All right. Our next question is from Alan Edens from Jacksonville, Florida. What's better, juicing or eating fruits and veggies? Good question. You know, juicing, it's a hot topic right now. It's a healthy trend. And some juicing proponents, they say that, you know, it's better for you than eating whole fruits and vegetables because your body can absorb the nutrients better and it gives your digestive system a rest. Folks, there's no scientific evidence that extracted juices are healthier than the juice you get by eating the fruit or vegetable itself. Most juicing machines, you know what they do? They leave behind or completely annihilate the pulp, which is chock full of vitamins and minerals and needed fiber. For example, if you look at one orange with pulp, it contains approximately 30 milligrams of vitamin C. But if you make orange juice with that same orange without the pulp, the fluid will contain only 800 milligrams of vitamin C. And let's look at apples. All right. So the apples are great. They contain phytosterols, which reduces inflammation, helps lower cholesterol, and prevents heart disease. One cup of apples contains 15 milligrams of phytosterols. One cup of apple juice contains 0 milligrams of phytosterols. It's gone when you juice it. Plus, eating fruits and veggies means ingesting their pulp, skin, and pectin, all things that are great to lower blood sugar surges. If you drink fruit juice, that buffer is gone and your blood sugar will spike. So I'm very pro into eating your fruits and vegetables, not drinking them. And, you know, there's a name that's become synonymous with juicing. He's the great Jack LaLanne. He's known as the godfather of fitness and world-renowned nutritional expert. He was the creator of the Juice Tiger and the Jack LaLanne Power Juicer. He died at the age of 96, still very healthy and active until the very end. In my book, I share a conversation that I had with Jack. I asked him if he really preferred juicing his fruits and vegetables over eating them. And he replied, "Eating fruits and vegetables is vital because they contain healthy fiber and pulp, which are removed during the juicing process." And he went on to share that he never discarded the pulp remnants after juicing. but instead he used them to make homemade bread, soups, and muffins. So I asked him, I says, hey, why didn't you share that when you did your Juice Tiger infomercials? He said, juicers offer people something quick and easy. And he said, had I recommended additional steps required after juicing, I wouldn't have sold so many juicers. You know, he's right. People want the one-stop shop. Juicing is great as long as you don't use it as a substitute to eating raw fruits and vegetables. Juice your fruits and vegetables and then eat a meal with it. There you go. Get some good fiber meal and then that's fine. Hey, Colleen Brennan asked a question. She's from Brookfield, Wisconsin. She says, Dr. Friedman, I'm always stressed. My muscles are always tight and I clench my teeth at work. Any suggestions? Colleen, welcome to America. So many of us stay tensed and stressed all the time. And, you know, this can have a detrimental effect on our hormones, especially cortisol, which has been linked to belly fat. Yes, your stress can be making you fat. I find myself guilty of staying in this intense mode a lot myself because, you know, I'm always busy. I'm working at the computer trying to make a deadline. And here's a super easy technique that I use. Fully relax your tongue. If you completely let your tongue fall flaccid to the bottom of your mouth, it triggers a relaxation response to the rest of your body. Try it now. Everybody, totally relax your tongue. Just relax it. Let it fall to the bottom. Did you notice? Immediately your shoulders did what? They relaxed. The tension just went away. This technique really comes in handy. Except, of course, if you're talking to somebody that's stressing you out, you probably wouldn't want to do this because you'd be talking, I'm mad at you. You better stretch this and that. So you better not do that when you're talking. But, you know, hey, you can do that and nobody notices because you keep your mouth shut. So it's a great technique. If you suffer from tense muscles all the time, eat sweet potatoes with a little bit of cinnamon. This has a muscle relaxant and anti-inflammatory effect. And if you're suffering from stress of the brain, you got depression, or you're just having a hard time chilling, try a supplement called SAMe. It's spelled S-A-M-E. It's sold as a supplement for joint pain, so you'll see that on the label. But they found a great side effect when people took it was it improved their feeling of calmness. So S-A-M-E is a great, great option. All right, so we had another question from Brian Vargas from New York. He asks, I have a food intolerance to several things I used to be able to eat with no problem. Why all of a sudden am I not able to eat foods I used to love? Oh, good, good question. You know, food allergies, they only affect 3.5% of the U.S. population. But about 38% suffer from food intolerance. A true food allergy, it's going to cause an immune reaction that affects numerous organs in the body. It can cause a range of symptoms and can be severe and life-threatening. And my mom's deathly allergic to mustard. Some people have a deathly allergy to peanuts. But in contrast, food intolerance symptoms are less serious and often limited to digestive problems. A food intolerance can be reversed, by the way. You just need to put the blame where it belongs, and it's not on the food. The food is not to blame. If it was food, why could you eat these foods 10 years ago with no problem? The issue is this. It's these chemicals found inside your food, wrapped around your food, and even in the cookware you prepare your food on. These chemicals, they wreak havoc on our hormones, and they destroy the normal microbiome of the gut, which are crucial for proper digestion. Now, in my book, I share several chemicals that are to blame for these food sensitivities. They can come from things like antibiotics, often from the animals we consume that have the antibiotics in their system, hormones, dyes, artificial sweeteners and preservatives. Sometimes even the containers that store your food or your water or beverages are to blame. Many are made out of these plastics that contain bisphenol A, which is BPA. It's a synthetic estrogen primarily used to harden plastics. And what they do is they can leach into your food and have a negative effect on your digestion, hormones, immune system, and even your weight. In fact, studies now show these obesogens, which are these chemicals, actually increase the number of fat cells you have. We thought we were born with a certain number of fat cells. Science shows us that these chemicals actually make new fat cells grow. Who wants that? We've got enough worrying about what we have. So stay away from these chemicals. And a quick tip when buying things in plastic containers, look at the number located in the center of the recycle emblem. If you see a 1 or 3, stay away. If you see 1, 2, or 5, it's not a concern. So 1 or 3, stay away. That means it has the BPA chemical in the plastic. Another reason people having such a food intolerance issue is from exposure to pesticides. This can create inflammation in the colon. It can lead to something called leaky gut syndrome. This is a major contributing factor to gluten intolerance. That's why people that could eat gluten 10, 15 years ago, now all of a sudden they can't eat gluten. Don't blame the food. It's not the gluten. It's these chemicals wreaking havoc on our colons. A quick tip to avoid pesticides: buy organic produce. But if you can't always, you know, find them, or you don't know if the label's accurate, you don't know if it's organic or not, you can do a little detective work. Look at the PLU sticker. That stands for price lookup. It's these little stickers on there. If that starts with a 9, it's organic. If it starts with an 8, it's GMO. Stay away. So the saying that I use is, if it's 9, it's fine, but if it's 8, it isn't great. And you can play detective. And you know what? That little tip, they don't even know about that in the grocery store, most of the workers, so you got something on them. And do you have to buy everything organic? No. My rule of thumb is this: if you can easily puncture the skin of a fruit or veggie with your fingertip, chances are pesticides can also enter easily. So buy organic when it comes to items like apples, pears, blueberries, grapes, or strawberries, the thin skin. And it's not so necessarily to buy organic with the thick skin items like pineapples, coconuts, avocados, or eggplants. So that's a little rule of thumb there. And don't go to the grocery store making these little nail marks, just the knowledge. Yeah, that's a strawberry. I probably can puncture it. You don't have to go and do that. I'm going to get all these nasty letters from managers at grocery stores with fingernail puncts everywhere. But that's just a little tip for you to do. All right. Well, fantastic. You know, thanks everybody for such wonderful questions today. And, you know, if you have a question that you'd like me to answer, you could email me that at askthedoctor@toyourgoodhealthradio.com. And if I answer yours on the air, you know what? I'm going to send you a signed copy of my award-winning number one best-selling book, Food Sanity: How to Eat in a World of Fads and Fiction. I'll also include my audio, America's Unbalanced Diet. It's an audiobook, sold over a million copies, yours for free. If you want to stay up to date with my latest articles, videos, and podcasts, you can go to drdavidfriedman.com. And hey, while you're there, be sure and sign up for my free newsletter with all the latest health news you can use. You can follow me on Twitter and Facebook at Dr. David Friedman. On Instagram, I'm at Health Radio Doc. And if you heard me share something today that would benefit somebody you know that didn't tune in, hey, send them a link to this podcast. It's available at toyourgoodhealthradio.com and radiomd.com. And check out our podcast library and share these segments with friends, family, coworkers, and on social media. This information is too important to keep to yourself, so go out and share, share, share. You can also subscribe to future podcasts at iHeartRadio and iTunes. Thanks for listening. More to come. Stay tuned and stay well.